This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, welcome to 6 minute vocabulary with me, Catherine.
And me, Neil. In this programme, we're looking at reporting verbs. They're verbs that we use when we talk about what someone else has said.
So, verbs like suggest, deny and insist. Let's start by listening to Simon. And Simon is a political news reporter.
And while you're listening to Simon's news report, here's a question for you to think about.
Why did the minister lie in her previous interview?
In a previous interview, the minister had denied knowing anything about the scandal. However, she later apologised for saying this and admitted that she had lied. She insisted that she had not intended to cause any harm and suggested that it had been necessary to protect certain important public figures. When advised to reconsider her position, she had initially demanded to know why, but eventually offered to resign.
We asked, why did the minister lie in her previous interview?
And the answer is, she suggested that it had been necessary to protect certain important public figures.
Scandal. Now, it's interesting that the report uses the verb suggested. So why didn't Simon use said? She said that.
Well, suggested tells us that the minister said it, but not in a very strong or direct way. And that's because she didn't want to embarrass the important public figures.
And that's an example of why reporting verbs are useful. We can always use say, tell or ask, but other reporting verbs express slightly different meanings and attitudes.
Yes, they do. So reporting verbs make your writing or speaking more accurate and more interesting too. Now, listen for more reporting verbs in this clip.
In a previous interview, the minister had denied knowing anything about the scandal. However, she later apologised for saying this and admitted that she had lied.
So, we heard denied knowing anything. Denied has a negative meaning. It means she said she didn't know anything about the scandal.
Yes, but then she apologised for saying this. She said she was sorry for saying this.
And lastly, she admitted that she had lied. Admit is the opposite of deny. It means you say that something is true. We usually use admit when someone has to say that something is true, although they would prefer not to.
And now on to the next clip.
She insisted that she had not intended to cause any harm and suggested that it had been necessary to protect certain important public figures.
There we heard the verb insisted. To insist means to say something strongly, especially when other people say something different.
Yes, so the minister said strongly that it was incorrect that she'd intended to cause harm.
Now, we've already looked at the verb suggest, but it's worth noticing that insist, suggest and admit are all followed by a that clause in the news report.
Yes, so for example, she suggested that it had been necessary. But we often leave the word that out. So she suggested it had been necessary.
Other reporting verbs have different patterns. Some verbs are followed by a verb plus ing, such as deny.
And some are followed by to plus an infinitive. And you'll hear three examples of this in our final clip.
When advised to reconsider her position, she had initially demanded to know why, but eventually offered to resign.
Right, we heard advised, which means told, but in a polite or indirect way.
And demanded, which means asked in a slightly aggressive way.
Oh, and finally, she offered to resign. So she said that she was willing to resign if that's what people wanted.
6 minutes vocabulary
from BBC Learning English.
Right, it's quiz time. Which three reporting verbs from the show today can you use instead of said in these sentences? Number one, I didn't believe her at first, but she said that it was true.
It's insisted. She insisted that it was true.
That's right, well done. Number two, when questioned by the police, the boy said that he had stolen the car.
So the boy admitted that he had stolen the car.
Number three, several people have said that there's a possibility that the actor's marriage might be in trouble.
And the answer is suggested.
It is. And that's the end of the quiz. Congratulations if you got them all right.
Well done indeed. And finally, here's a top tip to help you learn new words more quickly. Keep a list of reporting verbs and study their meanings. When you're writing, every time you use the words said, asked, or told, check your list to see if there's a different verb that you can use in that context to add variety to your English.
And there's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again soon for more 6 Minute Vocabulary.
Bye.
6 Minute Vocabulary
from the BBC.